Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deeney, the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business and Others. John, you want to tell us about the new book? You ready to do that yet?
Almost. Okay. I think we go to the printer in about 4 weeks.
It's okay, so
Hunting in a Farmer's World.
Say it again.
Hunting in a Farmer's World.
And are they pre-sales? Can you do pre-sales now?
Not yet.
Pre-orders? Okay, we'll let you know, though. Hunting in a Farmer's World is an outstanding book, folks. I've got a peek at it, and I'm extremely jealous. I should have written this book, but John beat me to it. John, we're talking about communicating with customers. With employees. And you said something a minute ago about this one company that you work with that use like 179 different ways to communicate with their employees. I mean, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but not much. I mean, it's almost like, you know, he did everything but put a post-it note on their morning mirrors, right?
Good idea.
And still, John, there were some employees who said, I didn't know that was the case. So here's my point, John. Back to my rant as we were going to the break last segment. He doesn't have a problem with the way he communicates with employees. He's got a problem with getting the attention of his employees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was the point I was making. 29 different ways of communicating, he still had problems. Somebody needs to tell these employees, this is how it is here.
You can, but it's also a matter of just overload. There, you know, it's not unusual for an employee nowadays to get 200 or 300 emails. The flood of personal communication, which is constant, and we can't deny it, we can't make it go away. Do you remember the days when you weren't allowed to use the company phone for personal use?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that went away because people brought in their personal phones, right? And they used their personal phones.
We wouldn't let people use the internet. And now that's gone.
Right. And, you know, they receive texts all day.
All day long.
Calls
tweets
all day.
And Facebook messages and all that, yeah.
And, yeah, hopefully they're not using a lot of work time to check their Facebook, but that is plainly being done by the majority of employees in the workplace.
Right.
And then you're trying to get them to filter your message and get them to pay attention to it.
I expect them to.
It depends upon how you phrase it, and it depends on where it's coming from. You know, part of the problem is in a sizable company, which this is, about 250 employees.
Right. That's tough.
They're getting messages from the boss, and then they're getting messages from their direct boss, and they're getting messages from a couple of bosses in between. And by the way, here's a tip for your listeners. If they're interested, you can go to Microsoft's website. And they do have a do not permit reply all button that can be uploaded to Outlook.
Hmm.
And I think the reply all button is part of the problem.
Right. That's probably, yeah.
Because everybody talking to everybody at the same time.
You've got to learn, folks, don't hit reply all automatically. Just to say, just to tell one person one little thing, yes, I agree with you. Don't hit reply all with that. But you know, John, here's what the problem I think is with that guy you were talking about. He's got too many options. And what he ought to do is say, okay, guys, from now on, when I want you to if I were that owner, I would say, if I want to tell you something that I think you need to know, I'm going to send you an email. I'm not going to send it to you any other way. I'm going to send you an email. So you need to be watching for my email. Because if I send you one, it's important, and there's not going to be any excuses.
And I think he's successful at that. The problem is not all important communications come from him. And
well,
a lot of these communications are routine.
What about color coding things? Red, yellow, and green?
Hmm? Okay, well, we can get into the weeds on communication, but and your listeners should know that this conversation continued hot and heavy through the break. We didn't let up for a second. But what I said in last week's column was, you know, the real answer is getting eyeball to eyeball with the employee.
Yeah,
that still works.
See, I can do that, and you can do that, but he's got 250 employees.
You can still do that. You may have to do it more in a group.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you know, psychologists and behaviorists say that up to 85% of our communication face-to-face is nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
It's your inflection. And I'm sorry, emoticons are not inflection.
Right, that's right.
It's your posture. It's eye contact. It's your hand gestures. And all those
it's
go
primordial.
Away. Yes. And it's a million years of evolution, or mm-hmm. 300,000, or
mm-hmm.
whatever
yep.
the latest findings are. But you know, we have made huge technological advances in the last 20 years, and a lot of the younger generation think that those are communication. Those are only crammed into that 15% of communication that is verbal or written.
Mm-hmm.
It's missing the 85% of communication that comes when you get face-to-face with people.
Right, right. Yeah. You're saying the impact, you're missing 85% of the impact.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And as my audience has heard me say many times, they're waiting on me to say it right now, John. They know it's coming, about to come out. Face-to-face is the original social media.
Yes. Yes, and well said, sir.
It's powerful. It matters, and we need to do more of it. John, give us your website, please.
JohnFDeeney.com.
JohnFDeeney.com, and the new book is coming out in just a few weeks. Tell us again.
Hunting in a Farmer's World.
It's his new one, folks, and it's going to be the best. I'm telling you, it's an outstanding book. Tin Tail, right back with John Deeney. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.